Well, disappointed. Obviously, we didn't play well today at all, and just got beat in a lot of ways. Could never get anything going, and got to give credit to Carolina. They outplayed us.
How do you feel about the protection, and what do you feel like needs to be done?
Well, we knew they had a good defensive line, and they had guys who could get to the quarterback and get some pressure, and obviously. They did a good job, and so we gotta find ways to slow down the pass rush with, or that's running the ball or screens or getting the ball out quicker. But they won the physical battle today.
What seems frustrating about having an 0-3 start?
I think just being 0-3. Obviously we've dug ourselves in a little bit of a hole, but all we can worry about right now is looking at this film tomorrow, finding out where our mistakes are, where we need to make improvements. And how we're going to change things and get back to winning some football games.
How do you approach team meetings going into this week? And on the field stuff, and just how do you approach it after a loss like this?
Well, I think you approach the meetings and the practice the same as you do every week. Just trying to get better, trying to improve, trying to understand the game plan, understand what the defense is doing, and how you have to execute your job to put your team in a situation to win games.
With all the inexperience they had in their secondary today, did y'all not get to take advantage of some of the things you were hoping you could because of the pass rush?
Yeah, and obviously they didn't put their secondary out there on an island much, and were able to get great pressure with just bringing four guys, and that's tough when you can drop seven guys and rush four and get pressure. It's going to make it hard for any offense to have a successful passing game, and that's what they were able to accomplish that.
Do you feel the sense of urgency is right now for this team?
Well, I think we had to have a great urgency to get better. And again, we just got to focus on this next week and going to Kansas City, another road game, and a team that's been playing good football and a good defense. And so, we just got to worry about getting better, making improvements, and making sure everybody's doing everything they can to get themselves ready to prepare for this game.
It seemed like there were a handful of occasions, especially in the first half, where you guys would do something positive, like David Wilson coming around there and scoring that touchdown, but it would be negated by something. I mean, how deflating is that for you guys as a team?
Yeah, our defense got us a big turnover. We hadn't done much offensively. They get us a turnover, get great field position, and then obviously you get the holding call that backs you up 20 yards, and next play you get a sack, and all of a sudden now you're going backwards. Kind of killed all the momentum that we had going for us. And so, there's too many, it wasn't, I don't know if it was, I don't think it was mistakes. We didn't have just too many times we're going backwards instead of moving the ball forward.
As a leader of this team, do you feel like there's any additional steps that you need to take after this week to kind of unite the team and kind of get out of the hole?
I don't think it's not that the words aren't gonna fix anything. It's about us having great practices and coming out there and playing better on game day.
All right. Thanks, Ian.
Thanks a lot.